Along the Connecticut River in Northampton, Massachusetts, an oxbow, a U-shaped bend in the river, has long been an inspiration for paintings of tranquil beauty. One very famous 19th century oil painting by Thomas Cole inspired an art show earlier this fall in a cove of the oxbow. For a few days, about 30 works of art hung from trees, floated on the water, or were partially submerged. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman takes us there.
What's your name?
On a recent Saturday morning along the shore of an inlet in the Connecticut River, groups of curious art lovers are checking in at their reserved time. Each group has an hour to view the swamp show, sculptures and paintings inspired by nature, viewable only by canoe or kayak.
And then if you want to put your life vests on over there, and then someone will help you get in a canoe.
With maps in hand, viewers go out to self-tour this temporary outdoor art gallery. The water is still almost the color of Shrek from summer algae.
Like these pieces to your left here, you know, you could miss.
Alex Rotundo is on the crew who helped install the swamp show. He's paddling us around the cove, pointing out various pieces, including his own. A 4-foot by 3.5-foot photo he took in Italy of the Three Graces with an overlay of Mount Vesuvius and Pompeii. But on this day,
I've been helping manage all of the canoes and, you know, I helped install a lot of the work as well.
Overnight, a sculpture made out of bird feed and peanut butter that was built on site was devoured faster than expected, maybe by foxes. The Swamp Show is the creation of design artist Charlotte Coleman. Her sister, Emma, who's also an artist, is helping with the show.
We recently started a press together, and we like to collaborate with other artists and writers and make different books and ephemera, and I sometimes write about archives and the people behind them.
The Coleman sisters grew up on the Hudson River in the Bronx and now live along the Connecticut in Northampton. And the Swamp Show is an extension of all of this. Art, nature, and history, starting with an 1836 painting of an oxbow in the Connecticut River by Thomas Cole, painted from high up in what is now Skinner State Park.
The painting I first saw in a art history class, I had forgotten kind of about it until recently when COVID hit.
Its full name, View from Mount Holyoke, Northampton, Massachusetts, after a thunderstorm, the oxbow. It lives in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. It's considered one of the most significant landscape paintings in America. And when the pandemic began, the view of the oxbow became significant to Coleman. She and her sister climbed Mount Holyoke almost daily.
And we would go up to the summit and we would look out at the panoramic view, which is the same view as this painting. And we would see the oxbow and we would always point out where we lived.
Of course, the view looks quite different now, with buildings and a highway mostly cutting the oxbow off from the river. Artist Thomas Cole grew up in industrialized northern England. Historians say his paintings and writings were a warning to America that as it developed, it was putting its beautiful wilderness in jeopardy.
I mean, you know, he was like a romanticist, right? There's deep narratives in his work.
Michael Childress is another artist in the Swamp Show. His acrylic abstract painting of the oxbow is the first art you see hung on a tree along the path down to the shore.
I have always loved Thomas Cole's painting, but also really loved this specific place, thinking about, you know, what kind of forces cause a river to divert from its path and then make a loop and then come back on itself.
I'll pull you in more.
After almost an hour paddling around the cove, Shannon Webb and Gracie Fawcett returned to shore.
I was really into this giant owl, which I'll have to look up later who made it.
The frog painting at the end, I loved. It was on, I think...
Fawcett says she is a big fan of art that you have to look hard to see.
If you were, like, looking down or not paying attention necessarily, we almost missed this really interesting tiny brown and green painting on a brown log. It's very magical overall.
Almost 250 people came to the Swamp Show, attracted to art in an unpredictable place. With wind, a little rain, and otters poking around, Charlotte Coleman says once the art was up, the show changed, just like a landscape. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Kaufman.